BJ and Jamie.
Quickly here, I want to mention this volcano. It's in Alaska. Now, did we look into the one in Costa Rica? Is it a problem?
Yeah, I think it is a problem.
Shredell, is it a problem? Did you look into it?
It's smoking, but it's not like a huge problem for us, no.
Not for us. Okay. But here in Costa Rica.
Yeah, in Costa Rica it is.
And it cut tourism by like 60%. Nobody's going to Costa Rica right now.
You got nowhere to go. I mean, you got nowhere to hide.
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
So a volcano goes off, then you're stuck.
Yeah.
You're stuck. This one is in Alaska. They're saying it affects like 300,000 people. If this thing goes off, it's a big deal. In fact, you could feel it here in Colorado.
From a bird's eye view, this Alaskan mega volcano looks peaceful.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely steaming.
That heavy steam could mean something explosive is coming. As officials warn, it is possible the volcano could erupt in a matter of weeks or months.
It is a snow-capped mountain, but looking inside, seeing the steam coming out, there's a green lake in the middle of it.
This entire region is just shaking with earthquakes right now.
Mike Williams can see the steam himself from miles away.
Of course, we've got to keep a constant eye on the volcano.
They say the volcano, if it blows, ash is coming to Colorado.
Wow. And because of the Gulf Stream, jet stream, whatever, not Gulf Stream.
Yeah.
Whatever it's called, jet stream.
Jet stream.
Jet stream.
Jet stream.
What's a Gulf Stream? That's a jet, right?
And if
I think it is.
If this sucker blows with all that lava and you got chickens, then you know what that means.
La, 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 lava. Chicken. Steve's lava chicken. Yeah, Steve's hell.
Mama
sleeping like a real new hell.
Chickens, folks. And she blows.
Super spicy. It's a lava
attack. Why did that work?
That was my punchline.
He did that story just to play that.
Yeah.
Get all that? Lava, volcano, in there. If you got chickens.
That was
you
a long one.
Lava.
That's all I got with that story.
Good night, everybody.
I thought that one out, didn't
I? Yeah, you really did. You really did.
Did I catch you off guard just a bit?
A little bit, because I was like, wow, that is about lava, isn't it? You know, because you just kind of sing the song, and you don't think about a volcano at all. I've never put that together with a volcano.
No. Yeah. You had that story this morning with the lava chicken.
You know, I get it. Yeah, I get it.
And if this thing blows,
yeah, I get it.
You know what I'm saying?
I get it,
and if you've got chickens.
He's on repeat. He's just on repeat.
That's comedy. That's comedy right there. That's funny. I don't care what anybody says.
Right?
That's funny.
Exactly. Are you okay today?
That's all I got on my list today.
Lava chicken.
Yeah,
that's
it took me a whole page to write down that joke. A whole page. Yeah.
Did you guys? Did you guys see what's his name is Jeremy Renner? Did you see how he said he died?
Renner, with that accident.
Yeah, with the accident. You know when he was
snowplow.
Yeah, he was run over by his own snowcat. Yeah, he said he died.
He died? Did he have a near-death experience?
Yeah, he did.
Dude, you guys have no idea how much I'm into near-death experiences.
I know you are.
I read books about it. I listen to the podcast on it. I'm obsessed by it.
He said it was all electricity. He said it was just electrical. He said it was really calming. Did you get the audio?
If you play number two, he talks about how like breathing saved his life and all that stuff.
You're on fire and you're being struck by lightning. It's all at once. It's overwhelming. And to the mental acuity to have to just focus on just one thing, and that was breathing, because I wasn't breathing and there's no way my body was going to breathe because it was crushed. So that sort of that part just saved me, just keeping it zooming out, focusing on just breathing. So I wasn't going to breathe. Didn't matter that my eyeballs out of my head, that my legs were all twisted up like a pretzel. Doesn't matter. I'll worry about that later. You got to breathe first. If you don't, I'm passing out, and then my body's not going to breathe, and organ failure, and then I'm dead.
Well, that's not it. But he talks about how he died, and he said it was like this electrical moment where he said it was very peaceful and very calming. But he was like, he said he felt like he was just electricity, and like he wasn't real.
Wow. Energy.
Energy.
Yeah. That's what they call it.
Yeah. That's the word he used.
I'm a big believer, folks. This near-death experience stuff is starting to catch on with the experts, scientists. There's too many people. There's too many people that are having this experience, like Jeremy, and people are just blowing it off. There's something to it.
I told you when I died, I didn't really die.
You didn't die.
No, but when I thought I was dead, so I jumped off a gigantic cliff in Lake Havasu. I mean, it was too high, and I couldn't get down. And they said, you have got to jump. You can't climb back down because you'll die.
Yeah.
So I had to take the jump. And I mean, and my legs went out. I landed really wrong. And so I was down there, and I was looking at all the fish. I mean, in my head, I was down there for an hour. And so I was down there, and I was looking at all the fish, and I was like, that's so peaceful. I'm just going to take a nap down here because it was just so nice. So I'm just going to sleep down here. And then I was like, oh, my God, my friend will kill me if I don't come to the top, and she'll be so mad at me. And so I had that much time to think about all of that. And but if you watch the video, I jump, and I literally pop back up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. that whole time frame stuff, it just – there is no time.
It was
It's
weird.
No time.
Yeah.
It's a whole different thing. And I've experienced that too. I really have. I was scuba diving, and I got down too deep and started sinking further down and didn't realize how deep I'd gone. I was in 140 feet of water, and then all of a sudden, it was just calming.
Right.
And I'm like, it doesn't really matter if I go back to the top now. It's like I'm
isn't
peaceful.
That weird, you
I'm
guys?
All I'm all for it, you yeah. know. And even in my head, I said, this is where it ends, right here in the ocean, in the Bahamas. I mean, I couldn't.
And you feel like it's hours, and it's not.
Yeah, and then next thing I know, somebody grabs me from my BC on my back and pulls me back up, and it's the dive operator.
Right.
But I was the same way.
Dang.
It's a weird deal if you've ever experienced it.
Yeah, I'll try to find the audio, but he doesn't really make sense. I mean, I can't really follow what he's saying about his when he died or whatever. I can't follow because he's talking about how it's a lot of time, but then it's no time. Kind of what we're saying.
Yeah, exactly what you're saying. Yeah.
I bet I could follow it because I've listened to so many of the stories that I think I could. I'd like to hear that. I want to hear it.
Well, it sounds to me, though, that death is peaceful.
That's what they say.
You know? Yep. So,
that's what they say.
Give us all some
that's
comfort.
What they say. All right, folks, there you go.
There you go, right?
Yeah.
That motivation one time, for today.
That one time when I felt like I was, the next thing I noticed was there was my grandpa with all those chickens and lava everywhere.
No, no, lava.
I saw my grandpa and his chickens with lava everywhere when I went to heaven.